Hi. Hello. My name is Tamara, and I'm an apprentice at SUSE. This is my second year as an apprentice. And as an apprentice, we see a lot of things. Every 6 months, we rotate teams and see a lot of things. And right now, I'm at a team that does hardware driver development things in the kernel. And a few months ago, I learned about something called Simple DRM. That's a big can of worms. First of all, DRM is a kernel subsystem. And DRM stands for Display Rendering Manager, not Digital Rights Management. That's what video distribution platforms do. But this is just about putting stuff on the screen and having 3D graphics and whatever. Right. Oh, excuse me. So when you boot your system, you see things appear on your screen. And I'm going to explain how that works on an x86 64-bit EFI system, just so that you can get an understanding for how it exactly works and why Simple DRM even exists. So when you turn on your machine, you usually see your standard laptop. You see a manufacturer's logo, you get into Grub somehow, and then Grub loads the kernel. And graphics have already been initialized, but now the kernel has to find where that is using a tool called VGAalp. I'm actually going to demonstrate this if we just have a normal tumbleweed machine and boot it. We see a screen. I disabled Login Manager, so I just dropped with a text console. Nothing to worry about there. If I go into the dmessage, the kernel log, I can see that, I can see that VGA. I can see that VGAalp found the frame buffer that was already existed, initialized by whatever previously happened, and then another driver comes in. In this case, VisaFB, because I'm on a. This is actually a BIOS virtual machine. Whatever. There's a driver that just goes, okay, I have something where I can draw pixels to, and it will get displayed. And that's where the text console is set up, because before you do that, you don't even see any text. This is the first thing you see on the screen that comes from Linux. Later on, you're going to load a real driver that is specific to your hardware, and that's usually a DRM driver in the DRM subsystem of the kernel. And this happens at second 2.8, at 2.8 seconds, as you can see. Thank you. Well, what is that? I did not do anything. Maybe just, HDMI graphics things. Graphics are wanky. Better drivers loaded that is specific to your hardware, and then you get often hardware acceleration or just the ability to change your screen resolution, whatever. So the problem here is that we use an FBDEV driver, And that means it's not DRM. Why is that a problem? Well, because X server does support VBDev, but let's say I disable kernel mode setting, which means that the fancy driver is not loaded, so we'll just stay with the very basic one. If we do that, we will see that X will be fine with that and it can talk to FBDev, but Wayland, for example, does not know how to talk to FBDev. The Wayland protocol relies on there being a DRM driver, usually. So I can run X server and I have a desktop. But if I try to run Western, I get an error message because there's no DRM driver. It wasn't loaded. Simple DRM, on the other hand, goes ahead and just replaces that very early driver with a DRM driver, a very simple one, hence the name. It can't really do a lot of things, but it can do enough. Oh, this machine is frozen. Where's my mouse? Release pointer. Okay. If I disable mode setting on this machine, so we're not using the fancy driver, we wait as well. We go into root and we look at the log. And as you can see, VGAR found the our frame buffer, but then instead we see DRM initialize the simple DRM frame buffer, and then we see where it says console, that's where we set up the basic text output so that we can print stuff to the screen. And because I said no mode set, the fancy QXL, well, the fancy device-specific DRM driver is not loaded, which would be the case if you have a broken driver or if you don't have, if you're on a system that doesn't have a working native good driver. So I can still start X like I did before, which will take a bit longer because I think I have GNOME on here. Yeah, there you go. And but the main difference is I can launch Western and we have a desktop. Yeah, it's a full desktop. It's basic, but you have graphical output, at least you have Wayland. Okay. So the point of the simple DRM is so that you can have just stay, do everything DRM. That's the whole idea of simple DRM. And for that to happen, you need a special kernel build. There is, there you go. So the most interesting code is in the kernel tree. It's in here, in the drivers, GPU, DRM, tiny, simple DRM. A folder file. You need to make a few kernel config changes to use simple DRM. It's the code is in the mainline kernel. It's been actually for almost 9 years, I think. But you need to make these changes to your kernel config. Come on. And if you do, you're using simple DRM instead of VBDev driver. And this is a project, a home project, where it just takes the standard tumbleweed SUSE kernel and then applies these kernel config changes, and you can install this package. And then you're using a kernel that uses simple DRM. So the obvious question is, well, why do we have to install package for this? Why is this not the default? Well, because it has bugs. It was turned on in Tumbleweed before, I think this year or last year, and the problem arises with the driver handover, because so a bunch of drivers expect there to be an FB dev and then go ahead and load their fancy driver, for example, the NVIDIA driver. But these drivers then cannot deal with the fact that a DRM driver exists, and you get broken graphics. Yeah, that's why it's not the default. But it would be nice if it was the default, because this is an improvement over what you have now if you don't have proper graphics drivers. And it would be nice if some of you could test this and find bugs, report them on Bugzilla, report them to a mailing list. The project is mostly written and maintained by Thomas Zimmermann, and also, I'm going to butcher this name, Javier Martinez Canillas, sorry. this is from the maintainers file in the kernel. It's his current information, I checked. yeah, it's mostly developed on the free desktop mailing list, on the free desktop Git, DRM tip. This way you can get the latest patches usually. And yeah, please go ahead, test this. Please help make this a viable default on whatever distribution you have. Thank you. Any questions? If anybody has questions, raise your hand, please. Okay, someone is raising a hand. Let's get you a mic. Or just shout it, I'll repeat it. The question is, do you know which drivers are known to be working with SimpleDRM? I've personally tried Intel graphics, I've tried AMD, I've tried the Qemu drivers, which is QXL, which is what is used commonly when you have a virtual machine using KVM Qemu. Those just work fine. Usually, I think a lot of problems with the mainline drivers have been resolved. It's especially out of tree drivers that are more problematic. But there's no list of what works. This has also been tested on ARM, I think. It should work on ARM, on some ARM devices. Another question. Can you run with dual monitor? I don't think so. So you see, when you don't have mode setting, you just want to have any form of output. So I think you might get dual monitor output, that's just that it's mirrored. You want a driver, a proper DRM driver that has mode setting that can support resolution changes and everything. This is just a fallback. And it's trying to be as generic as possible and work with EFI, Visa, ARM devices, whatever. Any more questions? And I don't see any, so that's it. Thank you.